It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Just as we're about to give up, we've been trying to reach our pastor, who's our Ask a Pastor pastor for today, and he has just picked up. Pastor Norman Chijana joins us on the line to answer our question for today. And our question for today is, can a Christian be demonized? Can a Christian be demonized? Pastor Chijana, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question today.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Mfundisi. I'm sure you heard our question. Can a Christian be demonized?
Yes, that's true, my brother. A Christian can be demonized. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening, Mfundisi. I need you to explain that. Go ahead.
Yes. A Christian can be demonized, yeah, in Christian belief.
Mfundisi, is it possible for me... May I ask that you take us off speaker, Mfundisi? It sounds as though there's an echo that is disturbing the quality of your voice. If you can be so kind, just take us off speaker.
Okay, it's fine.
Much better, much better. Go ahead, Mfundisi, you can continue.
Yeah. I was saying in Christian belief, demonization refers to when a person is influenced or possessed by demons. So the Christians believe in the spiritual realm where demons exist and have the ability to tempt, oppress, or possess individuals, including those who have followed Christ. It is important for Christians to seek spiritual guidance and support within their faith community. Yeah, I think if we look closely, seeking help from trusted spiritual leaders and engaging in prayer and spiritual practice are common ways for Christians to combat demonization. By strengthening their faith and connection to God, individuals can overcome the influence of demons and find peace and protection in their spiritual journey. You find that, my brother, it is crucial for Christians to address any signs of demonization promptly and seek assistance from those experienced in spiritual warfare to ensure their well-being and spiritual health. Because seeking help from trusted spiritual leaders and engaging in prayer and spiritual practice are common ways. Those are common ways to combat demonization. What I can add also, my brother, is that trusting in the power of prayer and relying on the support of fellow believers can provide strength and guidance in time of spiritual warfare. Through faith and perseverance, Christians can resist demonic influences and experience the transformative power of God's love and protection in their lives. We need to remember that God is greater. Yeah, God is greater than any evil force and can bring comfort and assurance to those facing spiritual battles. And also, my brother, trusting in the power of prayer and relying on the support of fellow believers can provide strength and guidance in terms of spiritual warfare. Through faith and perseverance, as I've said before, yeah, that's all that is needed. Maybe I can add again that we need to seek refuge in the teaching of Bible. And surrounding oneself with a community of believers can also serve as a source of protection and encouragement. By staying grounded in their faith and relying on their promises of God, so Christians can navigate through challenging spiritual experiences and emerge stronger in their relationship with God. Embracing the power of prayer and seeking divine intervention can lead to spiritual healing and restoration for those struggling with the demonization. I think the text we can see a good example from those seven sons of Sceva. Thank you very much.
Okay. Where your definition of demonizing, where did you get your definition?
it's according to my own understanding.
Yes, where did you get that understanding?
When a person is influenced or possessed by demons.
I hear you. What I'm asking, Mfundisi, is where did you get that definition? Because I was lost when I was preparing for this, and now I'm hearing you saying something totally outside what the definition of the word demonize is. So I thought maybe I'm the one who's lost, that all the dictionaries that I've read say some, they define demonize as something else.
Okay, according to our beliefs.
Right.
When we are talking about demons, we are referring, when a person is influenced or possessed by those demons.
I hear you, Mfundisi.
That's why we...
My question is where the source is. Where did you source that?
No, that's why I said to my own studies.
I understand,
Mfundisi. I guess it's my own definition, not according to Google or to any other source. From my studies about that topic.
Please share those studies, Mfundisi, because remember, we're trying to educate ourselves as well. When we ask these questions, we need to be able to give the same answers. We want to learn from you how to answer. And then when people ask us, we need also to be able to answer. Kindly share with us your studies, these studies that you got, this definition of demonized.
Okay. We can check it on the Adventist Bible Manual Doctrines. Under the topic of spiritual welfare,
Bible Manual Doctrines.
Yes, 21 Bible Manual Doctrines.
Okay, I've never heard of that. Is that a book that we have here?
Our Bible doctrines. Do you know that our Bible doctrine?
We have 28 fundamental doctrines. We don't have Bible manual.
The one we used for Sabbath school, especially for baptismal class.
Yeah, those are 28 fundamental doctrines, Mfundisi. We don't have Bible manual doctrines in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, to my knowledge. That's why I'm asking you to educate me, since I did not know about them. This is your chance to educate me, Mfundisi. Where do we get these 21 Bible manual doctrines?
No, you can check our Bible manual doctrine.
Where?
The one we use on Sabbath school.
Yeah, so we in the Seventh-day Adventist Church use the 28 fundamental doctrines. We don't
not
use...
That one. Not the fundamental one, but the ones we use for baptismal class. That one in which they study for a period of a year.
Yeah.
These days we are calling that class the Fishers of Men.
In the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Hello?
In the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Mfundisi.
Yes.
Wow. I've.
Oh, you. Okay. Yeah. Maybe we use different manuals according to our states, but I thought that
No. There is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the World Church has sanctioned the 28 fundamental doctrines of the church to be taught.
Yes.
I've never heard of the Seventh-day Adventist Church having 21 Bible manual doctrines. I've never heard of those.
No.
That's why I'm asking you to educate me, Mfundisi.
No, the Bible doctrines. Do you know that little book we call Bible doctrines, we use to teach those newly converted members?
You
can check. It's your homework. Okay, it's your homework. You can check on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insights. We appreciate your time, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. That's how we end our Ask a Pastor season with Mfundisi Chijana, Pastor Norman Chijana, asking the question, can a Christian be demonized? And you heard the pastor. I'm not a pastor. I will not argue with that. We must appreciate all these pastors who take their time to come and educate us. I've got homework, so I will do my homework as well.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.